Hey, Being at Work listeners, you know that our goal on this show is to bring you daily leadership insights, digestible little chunks that will uplift and inspire. And I appreciate voices of leaders that are so important in my life on this show. And so I have asked my colleague, Amanda Aressis, our VP of Client Experience at HRD, to take over every Tuesday in April, because I've seen Amanda navigating some pretty significant leadership challenges over the last bit of time. I know that she is, oh my gosh, she is wicked smart and cares so much about her team, her clients, the work that we do at HRD. And so no doubt you will learn from her. Check it out.
One of the practical leadership skills that I find most important is assuming positive intention. I was struck last week by this lesson while I was engaged in a little tiff with my husband, Ian. We were headed to my daughter's dance recital and trying to manage and balance multiple kid activities at once. He went to go pick up our son, Edward, at soccer practice, and I said, I know this is going to end right at 6:15, so you'll really need to kind of be aggressive about pulling him out of practice so we can all ride together as a family. And I felt I was very clear. I said, I would really like to ride to Ellis's recital as a family. So we needed to leave at about 6:35. A few minutes before that, I start walking my daughters to the car, and I don't see Ian anywhere, and so I start to get immediately annoyed. And I call him in the car and I say, hey, what's your ETA so we can ride together? And he says, I'm sorry, I didn't get to pull Edward out of practice. We're on our way right now. And I immediately skyrocket. I mean, I am super annoyed. And I get my tone where I know I'm right. And of course, he's wrong. And I say to him very directly, I specifically asked you to come home so we could ride together. You know, I'm disappointed or I'm hurt. And honestly, I forget what else I said. And frankly, I hope that he does too. But he just has this great way of softening me. And he said, Amanda, can we place this under incompetence instead of malicious intent? Well, when you put it that way, of course. You know, I see his side. I see his perspective. And then I, of course, get less annoyed. And I think, oh my gosh, he is managing all the things, just as I am managing all the things. And he is trying his best, and so am I. It reminds me to the way that we at HRD kick off most every one of our development processes. We talk about mindset and the choice to connect or ask questions, look to collaborate and explore. It's what's called a growth mindset. Instead of the I'm right, you're wrong, someone's at fault, I feel threatened way of thinking when we're in a fixed mindset. One of my favorite lines of this from this video that the narrator says is, we are hardwired to go below the line. Meaning we as humans are hardwired to have that fixed mindset, that threatened mindset that goes way back to our prehistoric days. So much about this practical leadership skill of intentionally choosing to believe others have positive intent, but when we have to assume that what we're all doing our best, we're managing all the things that everyone you work with or see at the post office, drive on the street with, they just hope to do their very best every single day. So choosing positive intent, a simple skill that brings about great results and great relationships. Just ask my husband.